Hey there, beautiful people. Hope everyone is well. We are back again for another hypnotic session, another session for rebuilding trust. And again, I know this can be a touchy subject for a lot of people, but to understand that rebuilding trust is more about you, more about the person you are than the person they are. And when you're fully content with yourself, and value yourself, you know when to trust and when not to trust. And that can be a very, very hard thing to do. So take your time, relax, and have a beautifully open mind with this. And know that with the help of this session, you'll allow yourself, really allow yourself to just open up and let those people in that you can trust and that you can have part of your life and that can do and have many wonderful moments with. Because that's all we really want, isn't it, is to have those people close to us that we can trust and have in our lives and create those beautiful moments. By not trusting, you are missing out on so many beautiful things. So what I'd like you to do now is just take a moment, sit back, relax, and as always, make sure you're not operating any machinery, you're not driving, as this is a hypnotic session we're about to go through. What I'd like you to do now is just take a moment and focus on your breathing. Just deeply breathing in and then releasing it. Letting all the tension, all the stress from the day, from the week, from the month or from the year just dissipate out of your body with each breath out. With every breath in, allow all that positivity, all that light, all that love in, and then breathe out that negativity. And just for a moment, repeat the word relax over and over in your mind. And if you haven't done so already, allow your eyes to close. And just listen to my voice. And allow yourself to go deep down, deep within inside yourself, feeling warm, feeling happy, feeling safe, feeling secure. Just feeling like you could trust again. Because we always have had a moment where we do trust someone. As a child, it may have been when you trust your parents or a brother or sister. Going to school, you have that ingrained trust to trust those teachers. Trust is a way of life, and trust is something we've always had. And even though it may have been tainted, and even though you may struggle with it now due to the past, you can trust again, you can be happy again, and it's easy and effortless to rebuild if you allow yourself to rebuild. Now what I want you to do is just focus like you're floating in a hot air balloon, just in that cool breeze rising up. And you realize how beautiful the earth is below, enjoying your time in the clouds, just floating around. noticing the birds, noticing the view, noticing the horizon. Just enjoying yourself. Then realizing it's time to go down now. You start checking how slowly you're going down, just floating down, down, down. Just before you land, you count down the last 15 meters, going all the way down. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And as the basket gently touches down on the ground, you're allowed to hop out. You realize you're in this beautiful, beautiful forest. You see this path leading down into a valley, and you take that path. You can hear the birds, you can smell all the fresh grass and the trees. It's beautiful, it's calm, it's relaxing. And you see 5 stone steps that lead down from that forest into a garden. Step down them again, going all the way to the bottom. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. As you get to the bottom, you see a wise old man sitting there meditating, very calm. He makes eye contact with you. There's just a peace to him. He gestures for you to move over towards him, and you do so. He asks you to sit down. You follow his direction and you sit down, finding yourself very calm, very relaxed, very comfortable. He looks at you and says, "I know why you're here." Then he asks you, "Do you trust me?" You say yes, because you have no other reason to not trust him. He says, "Good, because I'm going to inform you, I'm going to give you the knowledge you need to be able to trust again, to be happy in life and love, to be happy with connections. Do you want that?" As you agree, that's exactly what you want. It allows your unconscious mind, your heart and your soul to open up and take on everything this wise old man has to tell you. And he starts to speak. "For a long time now, you have found it difficult to trust people and open yourself up completely to them. You're almost like a frightened animal, always on its guard, lest should you be preyed upon. And of course, that's not always a bad thing when you have been hurt and let down before. No sensible person would deliberately put themselves into a dangerous or compromising situation. And you've learned from the past experiences that not everyone is to be trusted, nor do we take everything or everyone that we see or meet on face value. Every person you meet has hidden depths, Almost everyone will have something about themselves that they are reluctant to reveal. Perhaps they've made silly mistakes in the past or did something wrong. Often quite trivial, but as humans, we all want to be loved and try our best to show the good side of our personalities first. This is a natural trait. It doesn't mean we are being secretive or deceptive, just that we want to be liked and loved. And of course, not everything in life is black and white. There are a multitude of shades in between. And you realize this. Because of your life experiences, you have gained valuable insight into the human personality. You know far more than you think you know, because you now listen to your instincts. Before you trust anyone else, you must first trust yourself and this wonderful part of you that resides deep within will never let you down. You can listen to your heart and you can know deep down whether someone is to be trusted or not. You can be discriminate about who you want to get to know more, about how much of yourself you want to give to someone else. Sometimes there may be a niggling voice at the back of your mind saying that something is not quite right. But you will instinctively know if this is something that is a feeling of concerns for that person that you've met, or whether it is an issue of your own. And when you know that is something within yourself, you realize this. And make a conscious decision to give this person a chance. For until now, you know someone well. And until you really know what motivates them and understand and appreciate their own values in life, how can you judge? You realize that you can't, and the same goes for them. They can't. They can't understand your reasons, your behavior, your thoughts and ideals. So you give them a chance to get to know you, a chance for you to get to know them. You realize that trust doesn't happen just like that. It's like a beautiful house that needs to be built on a solid ground, brick by brick, or stone by stone. And the good foundations are based on honesty and truth, not just on one side, but both. Trust is like the cement that holds those bricks firmly in place. It is strong and lasting. And it takes work and effort to adhere those bricks. But oh, how it's worth it. When you can see how your house is going to look, you have an image in your mind of your perfect house, of that beautiful place and how amazing it will be. A place you can call your own, a place you can really call your home. So from now on, you are learning the art of building trust. And you can choose and have choice in your relationships. And you realize that you can let go of the past, for the past remains just that, in the past. It is no place in your life now. You concentrate on the present and laying those foundations for your perfect place, your perfect house, your home. And you know, there may be times where you feel let down, times where others don't always meet your expectations, because we're all human. No one person is perfect. No one person is perfect. We all make those mistakes, but learning from those mistakes is a part of our life experience. And you can look deeper than what actually happened to understand why it happened. And sometimes you may feel you need to let go, and that is okay. But other times, you will realize that you have something worth continuing to build. And you will know what I mean, because you trust yourself. And you really do. Because you have the ability. You have the ability not just to trust yourself, but the ability to know when the right time to trust is. Because you have already got all those resources inside you. Because you have all those abilities inside you now. Because you can trust easily and effortlessly. Because you will listen to your tuition. Because you will listen all of those things inside you that tell you, yes, I can trust, or no, I must walk away. Because you already know the answers. And you will listen to that from now on. And every time you see the color blue, every time you see that color blue, the color blue, the color blue, it could be in the sky, it could be on a shirt, it could be on a car, but every time you see that color blue, either consciously or unconsciously, it'll just make that understanding that you can trust easily and effortlessly integrate even further into your mind. Either consciously or unconsciously, every time you see that color blue, the color blue, the color blue, it'll strengthen all these suggestions that you can trust easily and effortlessly. And you know to listen to your intuition. And every time you see that color blue, the color blue, the color blue, all these suggestions will integrate into your mind easily and effortlessly. And then you thank the wise old man. And he says, I'm going to count now. From 1 up to 5. And when I do, you will awake, realizing that this was a beautiful dream, that you've learned everything you need to be able to trust easily and effortlessly again. 1. Feeling good, feeling happy, feeling safe. 2. Being aware of the room around you. 3. Having all those things integrated into your mind now easily and effortlessly to every part of your daily habits from this day on. 4. Feeling the movement in your limbs, feeling the room around you, being aware of your surroundings. 5. Wide awake, wide awake, and welcome back.